You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and with a new year comes a new list of the Queen's honours. And we are joined now by a very special guest, Michael Tupper, who has been honoured with a British Empire Medal in the New Year's Honours List for services to the blind and partially sighted community. Thank you very much for joining us, Michael. Congratulations, first of all. So how does it feel? How did you feel when you first found out, when you opened that letter?
Very difficult to explain, really, because the emotions ran wild in one way or another, and I'm honoured by it, obviously. I'm very much humbled by it, and I very much appreciate what the honour, or what the award is in respect of. So it was an unusual experience and very nice to receive, and I've just had a lot of admiration about it since from different people, and everybody saying how deserved it was, but I don't consider I've done that much, but everybody else seems to think I have.
You definitely have.
Something that definitely humbles me anyway.
So you talked a little bit there about some of the different charities that you've volunteered for and that you've worked with over the years. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do and the voluntary things that you've been involved with over the last sort of almost 20 years?
Sure. I started initially with Action for Blind People, and I started with Action at Preston as a PPG, and from that I got put with RNIB and started work volunteering as a key campaigner, and then got asked if I'd like to become a volunteer campaign coordinator, which I did in the Northwest. And at the same time I was introduced to place assessments at the local health authority. Place meaning a patient-led assessment of the care environment, which involved checking around to make sure everybody was happy within the ward and everything was suitable for everybody, including things to do for me walking around as a blind person within the hospital. And I quickly noticed about the signage not being very large or very conspicuous, and I had a hell of a job seeing it. I told the person that was leading it, and she suggested that we do something about it. And they put me on to a working group to try and improve the signage within the hospital, and at the same time trying to sort out how we receive correspondence from the hospital suitable for VIPs in large print, audio, braille, or whatever you wanted. And this went on for quite a while. And then, of course, accessible information standard was being set up, and I was very much involved through RNIB in the setting up of the accessible information standard, including giving evidence to the APPG, the all-party parliamentary group in Parliament, with regards to setting up the accessible information standard. And then once it was introduced, I was asked to go down and given speech in Parliament to about 80 MPs to launch the Accessible Information Standard.
What was that like? Were you nervous before you did that, or was it quite exciting?
No, I wasn't particularly nervous. I've been in touch with my MP, when we have quite a reasonable rapport with one another, and he has put different things forward in Parliament for me. So it was exciting going into Parliament, and rather a special experience because I've never been in there before. And I was asked to go down and give this speech to launch it. That was rather nerve-wracking, especially with 80 MPs around. But it was certainly an unusual experience, and one I was proud of, to get the Accessible Information Standard moving. Since then, I've been working with my local hospital trust in trying to get things organised properly for people to receive all the correspondence they want in the recognised format that they are after. But it's going to take a little bit longer. The Accessible Information Standard's been in force now for 5.5 years, and coming up 6 years in July, and we're still not working in the right way that we should. And it's not just my trust, it's most of the trusts around the country.
I can hear that you're obviously very passionate and care a lot about these issues. How does it feel to know that you've made an impact to accessibility within the NHS, and to know that that will continue to improve with the work that you're doing?
I'm very proud of the fact that it's gone this far. I'm disappointed, very disappointed that it's taken so long. but it's been a thorn in my side ever since they brought the Accessible Information Standard out. And I've been very proud and grateful to be able to work on it and hopefully sort things out for anybody that has any requirements for any form or any special format that they require. If it wasn't people fighting for it, we wouldn't get it. But just keep working on it, keep pushing it and keep asking and we'll get there.
Absolutely. And it's such an important issue that you're fighting for as well. I'm just wondering if you've got a best memory or something that you think stands out to you from your time volunteering and campaigning over the last however many years. What would be maybe the standout moment for you?
That would be certainly through our efforts of what we did, not just for fundraising, but for volunteering in general and for working on the AIS. I did get invited through RNIB to go to a garden party at Buckingham Palace, putting the line up with quite a few other people that were disabled in various different manners. I was the only one there with a dog, and we was putting the line up to meet the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh. They actually came along speaking, well, they were just quickly talking to people as they were going past them, and when the Queen got to me, she just stopped and started talking about Zeb, my black Labrador that was at the side of me.
She's starstruck.
What she said to me, I couldn't tell you. What I said to her, I couldn't tell you, because I'd have to kill you before I told you, sort of thing. But I just honestly cannot remember what the conversation was, but I know I made the Queen laugh. And
how many people can say they've made the Queen laugh?
Well, there you go.
Michael, what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about maybe starting doing some voluntary work or starting to think about campaigning but doesn't really know where to start and just needs that little push to get started? What would be your advice to them?
I would just push them towards any local blind society that is in their area to start off with. And if they really want to start volunteering in a national manner, get in touch with RNIB on their helpline, and I'm sure somebody there will certainly put them in touch with one of the RCO, regional campaigns officers. Fundraising is a great volunteering practice to do. Unfortunately, we've been curtailed for the last 2 years due to COVID again. But I used to just love sitting there and helping out and knowing that you were doing a good job. Well, not me doing a good job. Again, it was a black Labrador that did the good job, but I had to sit there still with him. And since then, I've done a few collections without him. And it's not quite the same, but I still enjoy fundraising. It's a great way of meeting people, talking to people, advising people, getting them interested in RNIB, and some people don't even know what it stands for, so it's great to be able to tell them what it's all about and try and get them involved. Dish many cards out to people with the helpline number on. I hope it has had some success in getting people to join up and help out.
I'm sure it has. And just a reminder for that helpline number, if you would like to get involved in fundraising,
I'll tell them if you like.
Oh, go on then, Michael.
0303 123 9999.
Amazing. Congratulations again, Michael, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ellie. You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure.